You have to go where the knowledge is for you today. And it is in totally different places than it used to be. You literally have to go seek out who has the knowledge that you need.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multi-millionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363. You can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
This is pretty majestic. So I wish you guys could see this. We each have a glass of wine and we are sitting here looking out at the ocean. And we're in, where are we? Newport. We're in Newport right now.
Newport area.
In an Airbnb that, well.
Actually, Balboa Island.
Balboa Island. Uh-huh. In an Airbnb that Lori had to save the day. So the Airbnb itself is gorgeous, like beautiful place. But it was so dirty and gross, you guys, when we got here. Lori had to strip all of the, what do you call that off the cushions? The wraps?
I literally unzipped all the coverings, the couch coverings, and
chair coverings.
Threw them on hot into the washer because it looked like some sort of seam went down here. I literally was gagging.
We made them deliver us new sheets that night before I went to bed. Like, and we're not high maintenance, like, deliver me sheets. They offered because I messaged him right away. I'm like, this place is atrocious, beautiful, but disgusting. And I really felt bad because.
Well, the sheets weren't washed and the coffee pot had molded over.
Had mold in it.
Like there were coffee grounds that had blue mold growing everywhere.
And the guy who I could tell, he just kind of manages the company, it manages these. He's like, I am so embarrassed. He said, we have not been able to find any reliable cleaners whatsoever. And that's a reflection of what's going on in this nation right now, right? Like you cannot find anyone to work any jobs anywhere. It is crazy out there. So I felt for them a little bit. Anyhow, this is not an episode about Airbnbs, although
now that I've shared this, so many people have told me they're
nightmares. Oh, what do we think of today? We're going to call it Airbnb is going to start a site that stood for
Barf and Bailed.
No, Arrived, Barfed, and Bailed.
Arrived, Barfed, and Bailed.
We're going to start a site called Arrived, Barfed, and Bailed.
So we could warn people of what homes not to go in.
So we're on an adventure right now, guys. You know, obviously, if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know that we're, quote, homeless. We sold our home because we reaped a massive profit out of it. And we bought another home right away already in the same Paradise Valley, Scottsdale area. And so we're super excited about that place.
We've got a little bit of renovating.
A little bit of renovating to do in the backyard, which I'm excited for. But the rest of the house is just breathtaking. But we like projects. We've learned we really love
We like being together. Busy, especially back there, just because we're not big golfers and we're not big tennis players and things like that. And that's really
and that's what you do there.
That's what you do there. So we like to stay busy while we're there. And that's definitely projects that we are going to love. I have discovered I am obsessed with decorating.
She loves it.
I literally love it. It's a part of my brain that while I'm building Light Pink, it feels like
therapeutic.
Such a, oh my God, it feels like therapy. I can get lost in it. I love it. I don't feel stressed. Like, it makes all my stress go away.
Yeah, I love decorating homes with you. I thoroughly enjoy going through the designs and the options and all that stuff. I just realized we're really rambling, but we have a point, I promise. We heard something really cool in the walk. So we're kind of setting up for you.
Okay, I gotta give a shout out to one of my favorite humans and podcasters, Kathy Heller. And I freaking love her podcast that I know you're gonna love. It's called Don't Keep Your Day Job. Does that name get any better? Top podcaster, entrepreneur, business coach, author, and my friend Kathy Heller sits down with successful creative entrepreneurs to learn what it takes to make a living doing what you love. I've admired everything Kathy does from the start of her journey because she takes so much care and has so much intention with everything she does. Her wisdom and tips are unmatched, and I myself have learned so much from her podcast that I've been able to apply growth strategies for Light Pink and Earn Your Happy. You'll hear from incredible minds like actor Matthew McConaughey, hello, entrepreneur Seth Godin, Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran. I was also a special guest, which was so incredible, plus everyday people who are quitting their jobs as they build their own businesses. If you're tired of building someone else's dream, if you want to quit your job and get paid to work your passion, this is the show for you. Visit kathyheller.com/Lori and you'll get my episodes on Don't Keep Your Day Job, plus a free workshop on how to find your dream path from Kathy, so you can take action and start living life on your terms. You guys, go check it out. Now let's get back to the episode.
So because we sold that home in Arizona and bought another one that we won't close on for a few weeks, we've decided, because Lori, you know, mentioned that we also need more energy and to be in the mix more, we're looking for a second home. We're trying to buy and find a second home in California. And we're staying in Newport for a couple of weeks. And then we're staying in up in LA area for a couple of weeks just to see which one suits us better in the current stage of life that we're in right now. And so we're down here in Newport and we're staying right on the Strand. We're just on an evening walk. You know, we always take a mandatory evening walk. And there's tons of people sitting outside. And we were walking by this one family sitting out there. And as we walked by, in the perfect timing, we heard this. The guy said to the rest of the family, he said, you know, we used to go to college because that's where the knowledge was.
But back then, we used to go to college because that's where the knowledge was.
And we didn't stick around here the rest, but Lori, it just launched us on a conversation of like, holy shit, times have changed. Like times have really changed. I mean, it hit us like a ton of bricks that's not necessarily where the knowledge is anymore. And you got to remember, I got kicked out of college. And back then, that was shameful. And Lori never went to college. Back then, it was shameful. And things turned out pretty damn good for us, I'd say. But it really summed it up for me that, my God, you got to go where the knowledge is. And the knowledge today is not necessarily where the knowledge was yesterday.
Yeah, and even more specifically, I went on a spiral while I was walking because it's not just you got to go where the knowledge is right now. Now it's very specific. You need to go where the knowledge is for exactly what you want to get into. I have friends whose kids are really good at filming things and the kids want to be YouTubers. And it's kind of like, where do these kids go if they want to be a YouTuber? Well, they have to go to these like new homes where all these kids are getting together and they're
content houses,
you know, content houses where they're all hanging out and filming stuff. Like you have to go and get in those groups and meet people and learn about these different things. So it's really a game of where's Waldo? Like, where's the knowledge for you specifically? Our industry, our knowledge was in masterminds. We wanted to grow businesses online. Mm-hmm. So we went to masterminds that taught you how to grow businesses online. Where other people already did it first. So we found those people. You really spot the knowledge, right? You spot where it's at and then you go and you ask them or you figure out where they're learning from. And that is the new way of, that's the new college.
I'm picturing like, 20 years ago, had I gone to my parents and said, guys, I'm not going to college. I'm going to go live in this YouTube house. Remember, YouTube didn't exist back then, but I'm going to go live in this YouTube house and I'm just going to hang out with all these people. We're going to learn and get better at a craft of making silly videos or prank videos or ridiculous videos or educational videos. Whatever. They would have been mortified like it was the end of the world. But this is the world we live in right now. You have to go. I don't care if you're 18, 28, or 108. You have to go where the knowledge is for you today. And it is in totally different places than it used to be. Now it's in masterminds. Now it's in content houses. Now it's in technical school. You literally have to go seek out who has the knowledge that you need.
Yeah. And I think that if we're not asking ourselves these questions and we think that it's going to be in places like, oh, we should go back to school or I'm not sure where it is, that's really where all you have to do is find the people who are doing it and ask them. And they will have those resources for you.
Because they're willing to help.
Yeah.
Well, guys, listen, speaking of masterminds, as we record this, I have one, maybe two spots left in our elite mastermind that we do every single year. It's the most special group that we put together. And this year, it's the only thing, literally the only offering we're doing the whole year. We walked away from everything else so we can grow our two startups. So that makes this an extra special year to be in it because you're going to be in the depths while we grow these startups. And every year we just refined this group and made it better and better and better. And that's why 65% of people from last year renewed for 2022, 3 months before we even got to 2022. So here's why I mentioned this. We have more offers extended to people who I've interviewed for it than there are spots available. And if by the time you hear this, if they've taken those spots, then I guess that was meant to be. But in case you want to see if you can get into the room, in case you want to see if you want to mix it up with other like-minded entrepreneurs that totally understand how you tick and how you think and what you need. As a matter of fact, our brand promise in every year in that room is this. It's everything that you need is in that room or one introduction away for 1 year. That's literally what we build. So listen, if that's something you want to be a part of, go check it out. See if there's any spots left. You can text me and ask me. Just text me the word elite and we'll start a conversation. Text me the word elite to 310-421-0416. Again, text me the word elite to 310-421-0416 or go to chrisharder.me/mastermind. Again, go to chrisharder.me/mastermind and fill out the application quick. Anyhow, love and appreciate you guys for always listening and sometimes even letting us ramble as we go through this crazy adventure now of being quote homeless and seeing what towns we're going to land in.
We'll keep you posted.
Thanks, guys.